Let's take a few minutes now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Aaron Bird is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He is back with us once again. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, and you've got a lot of soul for us today. I want to start with singer Lucinda Slim. This is called Borrowed Love.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like it's out of a different era.
It does. It does. Yeah, something reminiscent of the 60s, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, and Lucinda Slim, by the way, has performed with Erykah Badu, with Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan, Herbie Hancock. When did you first hear her, and what did you think?
She's a recent discovery. I mean, I just found this particular song and a few others maybe within the last month, so it's brand new. But you mentioned all the people she's performed with. She's probably most notably known as being a singer and songwriter that has recorded and toured with Zap Mama, whom some of your listeners may be familiar with. She's toured with Zap Mama for close to 20 years. And all the while, she's been an avid record collector of old rhythm and blues, deep funk, and especially Northern Soul, which you can clearly hear in Borrow Love.
All right, well, let's go way farther to the south next. The southern hemisphere, actually. Wellington, New Zealand-born, Australia-based singer Wallace. This is called Negroni Eyes. I could definitely go for a Negroni after hearing that. But she's apparently sampling there the piano part of the Miles Davis song Nardis.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
So there isn't much out there by Wallace, and there isn't much known about her. She just has this great, smoky, soulful, almost jazzy voice. And in fact, she describes herself as a jazz nerd and directed the producer of this particular track, Dave Rodriguez, who, by the way, goes by Godriguez, to play around with one of her favorite jazz tunes, the one you mentioned, Miles Davis's Nardis. And this is what he came up with.
Well, this is an interesting quote from her. She told Afropunk.com that the lyrics for the song were inspired by a quote from Frida Kahlo that she saw at a restaurant. The quote was, "I drank to drown my sorrows, but the damn things learned how to swim." and she said this song is an ode to vices and their ability to mask problems.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. How cool is that? So she starts off the song with, "I've inadvertently taught my sneaky sorrows to swim, but they thrived in the wine I tried to drown them in." It's a really, really cool song. It's the way she sings is very typical of a jazz singer, with quite a bit of movement and variation and nuance. And I think the combination of that Miles Davis tune and her smoky, sexy, jazzy vocals just worked perfectly.
All right, well, on next to Whitney, this is called No Woman.
Thank you.
What a thoughtful sound that is. Really nice.
Yeah, it's just really pleasant to hear and listen to, isn't it?
Well, and they call it country soul.
Yeah, yeah. These guys are a collective out of Chicago. They call it country soul. Some people would call it folk rock. And I call it quite ambitious to release something that sounds like this in 2016. But nevertheless, whatever you want to call it, I think it's all under the umbrella of great music.
And this group, by the way, is a group of six young guys.
Yeah, they're a collective out of Chicago. And they described making this song, No Woman, which is actually the first offering from this collective, Whitney. They described it as they wanted to make a record that, and this is a quote, that seemed like it was an old dude living alone. They said he wasn't living too well and very sad and distraught, but he had some good times, too. And you can kind of hear that from not only the tone of the actual music itself, but also the lyrics as well.
You know, Aaron, usually when we have to bleep out something in the DJ sessions, it's in the music. But I guess this time we'll make an exception and have it be you instead. And let's move on next to the Detroit group, Gosh Pith. And this is called New Balance.
To prison. No one lies. You still think of you from time to time. Clouds your mind. Mr. Baba, the water call it New Balance. Running from the cops, it's a new balance. All these broken hearts, and it's too tragic. All these broken hearts, and it's too tragic. It's the mob, why they call it New Balance. Running from the cops, it's a new balance. All these broken hearts, and it's too tragic. All these broken hearts, all these broken hearts.
Is that a new style of rapping that is becoming more common now? I feel like I'm hearing more people do that.
That is so funny that you say that, because I was actually going to mention that. Well, first I should say this duo, Josh Freed and Josh Smith, that go as Gosh Pith. They've been friends for a really long time. They met camping while in Ontario and reconnected as students at the University of Michigan. And they said the first time they met there in Ann Arbor, they've been making music ever since. And they describe their music as cosmic trap, which might make you think of something that sounds somewhere like a combination between Pharoah Sanders and 3-6 Mafia. But they say it's actually more of an inside joke. In fact, they say the idea of a genre to begin with is a cosmic trap at the end of the day. So clearly they aren't fans of genre. And you can clearly hear that in New Balance. They blend these ethereal vocals with a delivery that you referenced. It's pretty typical in hearing from rappers in modern hip hop. So, yeah, I would say that they've borrowed from several different things. They stay true to their Detroit roots in fusing in guitar riffs, which you would usually hear in rock songs. And you can hear in the drum pattern is very much that of a techno drum pattern. Detroit is, of course, Rock City and the birthplace of techno music. And also it's, I would just say, the overall tone and feeling that the music evokes is something sort of dark, and I would argue that probably is influenced by their environment. I mean, it's no secret that Detroit has been struggling financially for quite some time, and it's filled with abandoned buildings and homes, and I'm sure it just results in an overall somewhat somber mood across the city. And I think that's something that's reflected in this particular song and their music in general.
Although perhaps a great place for a band to be based right now, because it's probably pretty cheap to get a big house that you can play loudly in as you practice.
You know, we've been hearing, and when I say we, many of us in the DJ community, especially on air, how many artists from around the country are moving to Detroit for that same exact reason. There's plenty of space and cheap living, so you can afford to be a creative.
Well, some great picks from all over the country and around the world. Aaron Bird, DJ with KCRW in Santa Monica. Thanks so much, as always, Aaron.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Jeremy. Much appreciated.
And you can hear all of our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We are also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.